Well, Nigel, it's another big day for the Aegeus Bowl tomorrow, another international game. How's preparations been?
A bit varied at the moment. The weather's not been a great deal of help to us, same as it is around the rest of the country at the moment. Fortunately, we've had one or two dryish days recently, so we've managed to get the covers off a little bit, and a bit of sunshine today is helping to dry the pitch out, and hopefully it'll turn out to be a reasonable pitch at the end of the day.
Because I know, you know, groundsmen like yourself, they like to have the water and the sun how you want it, isn't it? But I guess that obviously hasn't been the case.
Well, generally not, no. I mean, we've had plenty of water. It's just that when it comes, it's nice to have it right at the start of the preparation, and then some nice clear days to work on the pitch for 7 or 10 days. But this time it's not been quite like that. The covers were on quite a lot. 5 or 6 days ago, we didn't have them off many days over a 3 or 4 day period, so it was a challenge until certainly running up to the heavy rain we had on Monday night. And but since then, we've had a couple of decent days. We've been able to peel the covers back, make sure that put them on when it rains, make sure the square doesn't get wet, so that we're not stuck in that respect. But the pitch is dried out reasonably well from my point of view, so at least now we have what I would call a cricket pitch, whereas a few days ago we had a bit of a pudding.
Has it been a real challenge because of the wet weather?
Yeah, I mean, it always is. I mean, it's the wet weather, it's getting practice facilities ready, it's thinking about practice facilities after this game. We've got a game, a 2020 match, Hampshire have got a game here on Monday, so there's another pitch to be thought about as well. So it's more than just tomorrow's pitch going on. There's a whole lot of things going around. There's 2 days of international practice in amongst the showers, which is always a bit of an interesting occupation, pulling them on and off. So it's been awkward, but frankly, the last few years we got used to awkward in terms of major matches. We've had a bit of rain around.
Now, you know, obviously, at this time on the eve of a game, where you want the pitch to be in terms of its finalisation. Are you actually where you want it to be now?
If we'd had another day of sunshine, it would have been ideal, but we haven't had it. We've got, as I say, we've got a pitch which I'm happy with in terms of what it's going to produce for cricket. It might have been a little bit better with a bit more sunshine, but we take what we get.
And, of course, you're on the same pitch as the Test match pitch last year, and both teams said what a great pitch it was.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a good pitch. It's a good strip. It generally comes up as a good pitch, whichever match we use it for. But every match is different. Every preparation period is slightly different. Every year and month's weather is slightly different. So it's all, there's a lot of variables about it.